Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. SpaceX is preparing to transition to the second version of the Starship upper stage, following two explosive tests of the current version. In a recent update, Musk revealed the last four Version 1 Starships at Boca Chica, Starbase, Texas, signaling the end of this development phase and the beginning of an upgraded version. The announcement comes in the wake of two test launches of the mega rocket, one in April and the other earlier this month, both of which ended in the destruction of the rocket. And despite these setbacks, SpaceX continues to demonstrate resilience and progress. The second test, known as the IFT-2 mission, showed notable improvements, including a smoother launch, more effective performance from the booster's Raptor engines, and the successful implementation of a new stage separation technique called hot staging. Now, while the upcoming changes in Starship V2 may not be radical, they're crucial for the rocket's development. Musk indicated that these upgrades would include increased propellant capabilities, a reduction in dry mass, and overall greater reliability. Importantly, these enhancements focus on the Starship upper stage, distinct from the Super Heavy booster. And one significant development for Starship V2 is a next-generation Raptor engine. Musk expressed enthusiasm about the Raptor 3, which is expected to offer higher efficiency, increased thrust, and the elimination of the need for a heat shield, reducing the rocket's weight. Now, this new engine is projected to deliver approximately 17% more thrust than its predecessor. SpaceX is also contemplating a change in the Starship configuration, potentially featuring 9 Raptor engines instead of the current 6. This would include 3 engines optimized for atmospheric use and 6 for space, enhancing the rocket's payload capabilities. Furthermore, the company is considering increasing the propellant volume by modifying the fuel tanks and possibly extending Starship's height, thereby allowing for more fuel storage and extended mission range. Despite the focus on V2, though, SpaceX plans to continue launching its Version 1 Starships, with 4 remaining ships identified for potential future tests. The third flight test is expected to occur soon, with Musk suggesting that the necessary hardware will be ready in a few weeks. However, the exact timing of this launch remains uncertain. The second Starship launch was noteworthy for its attempt at hot staging, a risky maneuver for such a large rocket. And this phase involved igniting the Raptor engines of the upper stage while still attached to the booster, following by a smooth separation of the two stages. Now, despite this success, both the booster and the upper stage ultimately failed, with the booster exploding above the Gulf of Mexico and the upper stage meeting a similar fate later in the flight. And the reasons behind these failures are still being investigated, with speculation around the stresses of hot staging and potential issues with engine relighting. The successful aspects of the launch, including the booster's initial performance and the upper stage's entry into outer space, provide valuable data for SpaceX's ongoing development of the Starship. And before proceeding to the third flight test, SpaceX must obtain a new launch license from the Federal Aviation Administration. This process will involve a joint investigation into the cause of the previous flight's failures, aiming to prevent similar issues in future launches. And despite the challenges faced, the recent tests have not caused any injuries or damage to public property, and the Boca Chica facility's infrastructure, including a new water deluge system, performed perfectly. While the road to the fully operational Starship is filled with these challenges, each test brings SpaceX closer to fully realizing their goal of a fully reusable, cost-efficient launch system for interplanetary travel from the Earth to the Moon to Mars and beyond. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stage0. StageZero. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you for that. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship-inspired and SpaceX-inspired and NASA-inspired gear, go over there, StarshipShirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.